It's not something you make a conscious decision about. I mean, you just don't wake up one day and say, this is how I'm going to live my life.
I could sense something was going on with Mike. He seemed very preoccupied.
It all started so innocently, one, 2 times a week, tops. But then it just kind of snowballed. It pulls you in, you know? I really don't see how Anne put up with it.
He'd disappear for hours at a time. Then he'd waltz through the front door, reeking of peanuts and freshly cut grass. I even went through his pockets once when he was asleep and found packets of ketchup, relish, little pencils, all-star ballots.
How does a guy explain to his wife why he's got mustard on his collar? I had to tell her.
Sound familiar? If you can't seem to get enough of the Chicago Cubs, maybe we can help. Just go to Wrigley Field or dial 312-831-CUBS for tickets. Remember, don't let your love affair with the Cubs affect your home life. There are plenty of seats still available for the whole family.
No more lies. No more sneaking around.
Our marriage has never been better.